Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Isaac Dietrich. He is the CEO of Mass Roots Inc. Stock symbol is MSRT, over the counter. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we begin with you telling our audience what exactly Mass Roots does?
MassRoots is one of the leading technology companies for the cannabis industry. Our app has over 1 million registered users, and we provide dispensaries, cultivators, ancillary brands in the space a means to advertise to their target audience. We recently acquired Kowa Science Corporation, which is a supply chain as a service company. So they provide the soils, the nutrients, the packaging, kind of the picks and shovels that these businesses need to operate. So now we're able to offer cultivators, dispensaries, ancillary businesses, all of the advertising services, the packaging, the everything that they need to operate their business, kind of a full suite of services.
Okay, and so it looks to me that basically you want to do everything but get involved with the actual plant.
Correct. We do not touch the plant itself as a company. Personally, we may smoke it a few times, but no, we are solely focused as a business on providing all of the ancillary services, all the picks and shovels that these companies need to operate.
Okay, so let's kind of start off with the core business that the company was founded on, which is, I guess, what is it, the Weed Pass, right?
Well, it's a technology platform. So we have an app in the App Store, has over 1 million registered users, and we recently launched a rewards program called Weed Pass that enables consumers to earn tickets, earn other rewards for their cannabis-related purchasing. And the rewards model is really resonating powerfully with our user base and with the dispensaries, just because consumers are able to earn rewards they wouldn't otherwise receive, and dispensaries are able to get traceable, trackable ROI on their marketing spend. So it's really working quite well, and when combined with the Kowa business model, I think is a kind of industry-defining offering to these dispensaries.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I asked you the question kind of backwards here. So the main app you have, that's is that supported with ads, or how do you monetize that?
Our main monetization channel is by charging dispensaries a listing fee, or listing fees for Weed Pass. So we charge them a monthly fee anywhere from $42 to a couple hundred dollars per month in order to gain exposure to our user base. And then in addition to that, we charge dispensaries and cultivators the fees for the products and services offered through Kowa.
Okay, and how many dispensaries have you signed up so far for this?
Over 140 dispensaries have participated in Weed Pass rewards programs since last summer, and that's growing nicely. It's resonating nicely with those dispensaries. They're seeing some ROI, and we're really excited to see how we're able to increase the spend per dispensary by incorporating the Kowa products with our Weed Pass offerings.
Okay, so I know you keep going back to the Kowa. So it looks like that's gonna, once that deal, no, you signed a definitive agreement. But when is that, when is that actually supposed to close?
So it's closing upon completion of their audit. We've signed definitive agreements, and the definitive agreements provide revenue milestones of $2.5 million and $7.5 million of revenue in order for them to earn the full consideration of the deal. So I anticipate that will close by May 15th, and that will kind of be a transformative transaction for our company, as it will add significant revenue
Okay. How
to
much
our quarterly reports.
are they generating in revenue right now?
So last year they generated approximately $1.5 million in revenue. That's unaudited. That might adjust slightly based upon their audit. And then in January of this year, they generated over $275,000 in purchase orders. And we anticipate that will be counted as revenue, but some of those orders haven't been fulfilled, and there can be no assurances that the full $275,000 will be counted as revenue. But they did receive over that amount in purchase orders, and if you do the math, that is quite a significant amount of revenue, especially for a company like ours with a $10.5-11 million market cap.
Okay, and so they're basically supplying all the, I guess you call it, picks and shovels to the cultivators and everybody else in the space. Is there any overlap with the customer base between Koa and your existing the WheatPass customers that you have?
Absolutely. We're marketing our products and services to the dispensaries, to the cultivators, to the ancillary businesses. I'd estimate it's 10,000, 11,000, 12,000 businesses in the country. If we can get, 10, 20, 30% of those paying us on a monthly basis, that's significant revenue that I think will resonate quite well with our shareholders and with the market.
So right now, what, there's about 10,000 licensed dispensaries in the country?
Licensed dispensaries, there's around 2,500 to 3,000. Cultivators, there's another, couple thousand. And then the ancillary businesses will take the total to around 10 to 12,000.
Okay. And how many of these customers does this Koa have right now?
Koa has, on a monthly basis, between 50 to 75 customers ordering from them. And we anticipate that can grow nicely, especially once we start cross-marketing their offerings to our customer base and vice versa.
Okay. So and is so is that so that's is that re the plan to basically, cross market between the two companies? Have like a
Correct,
t
and
offer a
grow
turnkey.
everyone's revenues.
Okay. So it's, you want to offer like a complete turnkey solution from marketing to supplies.
Correct.
Okay. And now Koa, how long has Koa been around? Is it a relatively new company?
I believe they were founded in 2014 or 2015.
Okay.
So they've been around for a while. They have quite a customer base in Colorado and are just now starting to expand to California.
Okay. And how big do you see this opportunity as being between the Koa sales and with the app driven revenue? What's the upside potential here?
Well, I think that we can be a leader in the cannabis space and be generating millions of dollars per month from our various business lines, if we're able to execute and if we're able to hit our milestones. So, I mean, right now we have a market cap of around $10 million. We're actually one of the lowest valued cannabis stocks on the market, especially when you consider our liquidity profile, shareholder base. So I really think that if we're able to start posting real revenues, real fundamentals to this business, which the Koa transaction will provide, I think that this could be a significant company in the space that a lot of people are paying attention to.
So in terms of, assuming, you execute, I'm sure, you guys have kind of put together a plan. What's your goal, when the deal closes, like what's your goal for the company in terms of revenues, let's say 12 to 18 months out? What could investors expect to see?
Well, in order for COA and their team to earn the full consideration of the transaction, it's $7.5 million in revenue. Our total company right now has a $10, $11 million market cap. So I think that explains it quite well. And we're all extremely motivated and have a lot of economic incentive to execute.
Okay. And at what point do you expect, I'm assuming this is going to depend on the deal closing. At what point do you expect the combined company to become cash flow positive?
Well, we would like that to occur as quickly as possible, and that's our main goal, because then we don't have to dilute through financings. I don't have an exact time frame of when that will happen, but I do know that if we continue to grow the revenues at the same pace that we have now, that that could happen in the near future.
Okay. Do you want to, you kind of want to give an idea of, is that, 6 months out, a year out? What, if these guys expect to do $7.5 million in revenues, how would that impact the cash flow?
I think if we're able to post $7.5 million to $10 million in revenue, that we could be cash flow positive on a monthly basis.
Okay. What about the kind of competitive landscape? I mean, there's other companies that are, suppliers in the space. I think there's different companies doing various apps. What is it that, what's your unique competitive advantage that you have?
So there's competitors in the space. Kush Bottles, mainly. They did they're on track to do north of $50 million in revenue this fiscal year. But we have a consumer base. We have a lot of loyal consumers who are following us on our various social accounts and on our app. And if we're able to drive those consumers to the specific dispensaries and to the specific brands that are advertising with MassRoots, I think that that could offer a defining competitive advantage that other companies can't compete with, and enable us to grow our revenues around what other comparable companies are generating.
Okay. And, getting back to the WeedPass, we didn't really touch on the business model. I was looking just at your presentation, which kind of went over it, but if you can, kind of tell our audience, what's the, how does the, what is the product offering? What is it exactly that you offer there? And how does the model work?
Dispensaries pay a listing fee for each reward that they offer directly to the consumers. So right now it's primarily ticket-based, concert or sporting events-based. So if a consumer walks in, spends $50 on various cannabis products, at least $50, then they can earn a concert ticket, a movie ticket, et cetera. So it's a ticket-based platform. Eventually, we would like to make it points-based, but we're working on that. That's something we hope to roll out in the near future.
Okay. And from what I understand, you basically, your focus right now is on offering the tickets, and you buy the tickets and essentially you resell them to the dispensary as, for them to offer as the reward?
Well, it's more complicated than that, in the sense that we have to have a loyal customer base, a loyal base of consumers that are following WeedPass to see what rewards they can offer for the purchasing volume that they provide to these dispensaries, to the market as a whole. So, as the program evolves, I think that it could be a leading rewards program in the cannabis space and drive a significant amount of purchasing volume to specific dispensaries and to specific brands that advertise with MassRoots.
Okay. And, can you, tell us about, your background and some of the key players on the team right now?
Sure. So I got involved in the space back in 2013. I previously worked on political campaigns, helping politicians get elected. I was a finalist for Peter Thiel's 20 Under 20 Fellowship back in 2012, and I pitched Massroots directly to Peter Thiel back then. And I was not accepted, but we were one of the first cannabis technology companies out there. And I've been executing on it ever since. We went public through an S-1 registration statement back in 2014, 2015, and we've been steadily growing our company ever since then. We've raised over $40 million in capital, and we're continuing to execute on our business objectives.
Okay. And so what are the key milestones, for the next 12 months that investors can look forward to? Like, what kind of news flow should investors have their eye on?
Revenue growth. We are focused on growing our revenues, getting the company cash flow positive, if at all possible. So we are signing clients left and right and really focused on driving them results, saving them money. And if we execute, I think that this could be a leading company in the cannabis space.
Okay, so my last question, Isaac, is what we usually ask companies is, in your opinion, what are the, top three reasons investors should consider your stock today?
Well, we have a growing client base of customers that I think, especially with the COA transaction, we can grow revenue significantly over the next few months if we execute. And I think that, we have historically been a leader in the space, and we're just getting started. So I really think that we're one of the cheapest cannabis companies out there, especially considering market cap versus potential, and we're focused on executing.
Okay, well, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from Massroots in the coming months.
Awesome. Thank you.